Lord, is that Hashem is speaking to Moshe, that Chazal say that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu accompanies every Talmud Chacham in the future generation. So Bnei Yisrael are the Chashuvim. So Atah, you Moshe Rabbeinu, Tetzaveh, you are going to be a Tzavsa, an accompaniment to what? To Bnei Yisrael, to the Talmud Chacham b'chol dor v'dor. And that's ki malachav yitzaveloch, that means the malachim are going to accompany us. Not just the Lashon Sivoy, but Lashon Tzavsa. And I think we're approaching Purim, and we know Chazal tell us that Hadar Kibluah Mimei HaChashverosh, that there was another Kabbalah Satorah in the time of HaChashverosh, in the time of Mordechai Esther, because the first Kabbalah Satorah was under duress, Kof Alem Harki Gigis, and the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Noach that the Kof Alem Harki Gigis was on the Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebichsav, we said Nasev and Nishma, wasn't a problem. The Torah Shebal Peh, which is much more difficult, requires much more commitment. And that, we needed an extra push. The Kof Alem Harki Gigis, so it wasn't fully Baratzon, so therefore Harkel Kiblu Abimei HaChashverosh. And I think the Yisod in Torah Shebal Peh is Atat Tzavah, is Tzavsa. So you don't learn Torah Shebal Peh alone. The Rabbi Willig once told me he was present when Rav Moshe Feinstein came to the library here, and he spoke to the Orthodox Jewish scientists, and he said over, what's pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim, Magid Devar of Yaakov, Chukov Mishpatov Yisrael, Lo Asachein Chol Goy, that Goyim don't have chukim? Of course they have chukim. They have plenty of chukim. You can go to law school, they're full of law books. But the difference is, says Rav Moshe, is their chukim, you sit in the library, you master the books, you have patience, you have zitzfleish, you can master all the law books. But Torah needs Magid Devar of Yaakov. You need an oral translation. You need a Rebbe in the Talmud. Magid Devar of Yaakov. You need Tzavsa. You need a company of a Rebbe. You need a what? A Talmud and a Rebbe. Chavrusa relationship with your friend. That you can talk things over. A Tzavsa. A Tatzaveh es Bnei Yisrael. That's what the late Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldberg from Kerem B'Yavna always used to like to say over from Rav Chaim V'Loshina. What does it mean? Shnayim sheyoshvim ve'ein beinayim divrei Torah hareza mosav leitzim. So the Rosh Yeshiva would always say it this way. He says, to me, mosav leitzim means you have a bunch of people with beer and they're on the table, bottles of beer, with their feet on the table, you know, laughing and telling jokes. That's a Moshe Leitzim. But Shnayim Sheyoshvim Bein Beinayim Divrei Torah, that's not a Moshe Leitzim. Why is that a Moshe Leitzim? So Reb Chaim V'Loshina, he always used to say over Reb Chaim V'Loshina, that the key word is Beinayim. As Reb Hutner writes, what does Leitzonus mean? Leitzonus means when you take something choshev and you machoizik, you take away its chashivas. So two people were sitting and learning, but there was no dialogue. Ein beinayim. No one wanted to hear. No one was machshiv what the other person had to say. So that's leitzonus, because the other person is also choshev, but you don't want to hear what he has to say. And that's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is nikne betzafsa. It's a magid dvar al Yaakov. It's shnayim sheyoshvim v'yesh beinayim. Even if some people don't like to learn b'chavrusa, but still, you have to say over to somebody. You have to discuss. You have to, you know, you say your shita, what you think is pshat in the sugya, and you bounce it off somebody. You can't just be alone. You know, the Hasidic Sfarim say, Yisasa ish b'mistarim v'al ni lora erenu. The person's just alone. Hashem says, k'v'yochol, I'm not looking at you. Because you have to be b'tzafsa. Atat t'tzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. And that's the kiyum of Purim. The Purim is the yontif of Hadar Kiblua. It's Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what we're here. And it's not only Divrei Torah. It's just to live life with people, to share your life experiences. Bez Hashem, you will get married one day, and you'll have a wife to share these, but now with your friends, you know, you had a hard day, you need somebody to just vent to, you call up your friend. You know, your true friends are the ones that you call up, even if you don't have anything really. It's not like you need a car ride or you need a this. You don't need anything. You just want to schmooze. Tzafsa. Atatsa tzave. That's what you're... The guy you call up only you need a ride, so he's not really your friend. You just need a ride and you call him up. But the person that you call up just because you want to... You just want to schmooze. You just want to talk. You just want to bound together. That's atatsa tzave. It's the way you koine Torah. It's the way you koine chaverim. You koine rebeim. It's atatsa tzave. Tzafsa. Ki malach of yitzav alach. And that's what you get in the yeshiva experience. Because as I always say, today there's enough shiurim online that you can live the life of mesushelach and you'll still have enough shiurim to listen to. But there's no tzafsa. You're listening, so you're hearing somebody say, but there's no maso matan, there's no chevershaft. It's when you come in, they always say, you know, they speak about the website, the Why You Torah, but the true Why You Torah is being here. It's not the ones who listen. I'm saying nothing wrong with people who are listening online, but the true Why You Torah is being here in the Beis Medrash every day and talking with the Chavrusa and learning, and that's Atat Tzaveh. It's Bnei Yisrael. That's the experience you get in Eretz Yisrael. And you have to, whatever positive experience you had in Eretz Yisrael, even though you can't compare, you know, Eretz Yisrael, the situation you have in Eretz Yisrael without any pressures, it's a main Gan Eden, and here you have other responsibilities, other pressures, but you still have to make the best, if you're here already, you have to make the best of it, and you have to get the most of what you can of it. Atat Tzaveh. You get the friends that you have, you know, you make friends in yeshiva, you make kasharim rebeim, it's tzafsa. And that's what it's all about. Atat tzaveh, it's b'nei Yisrael, loshon tzafsa. And that's Bez Hashem, we should all be zolcha, because that's what a true yeshiva education is about. Is you're going to be kind of friends, you're going to be kind of Torah, and that's what Bez Hashem, you'll see the friends that you make, like, someone said, the friends you make in yeshiva are going to be your lifetime, Bez Hashem, lifetime friends. Lifetime friends. You're going to dance at your grandchildren's weddings together, Bez Hashem. That's a tatzit tzave. That's a tzafsa. And Bez Hashem, each, you should be kind of that experience. Make friends, sharim, and that's the way you can be kind of Torah, the way you can be kind of Chevershaft, and Bez Hashem, that's the Kabbalah HaTorah of Purim, Kimu V'Kiblu, Kimu Meshekiblu Kvar, and that should bring aura to your life, Lo Yudim Haisa aura V'Simcha V'Sosu V'Kar, came to your Lord.
And I think we should make the runway a little smaller by moving that couch and the chairs in. We'll have a little more koyach here. So just before we get to the hailing of Simcha Vada, to realize that the Megillah was a bechina of Va'afilo Bahastara. And once you realize, come on, just like make a path behind so that people can come in, and so that the people here can mamish be bechinas tetzaveh. Let's just try and think that even in this situation, Hashem is omed. Stop! I don't think he approved of that version. When he first heard this song, he immediately contacted me. He said, you gotta hear it, you gotta learn it, you gotta live it, you gotta love it. So Dan, tell us what we're doing here in the Niggin, the Frat, in the Maimon Bechlal. Unless you wanna wait, but...
Maybe you're on the spot a little bit, this song is from, the words are from the Kutei Maharan, Reb Nachman. And the words are very powerful and very, very appropriate for this time of this month of Adar, where everything is very concealed. The Ribbono Shel Olam is, you know, this whole, since the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Ribbono Shel Olam has been concealing himself to all of us for all this time, until hopefully the Shech will come Karev. But these words have been, recently have been very, very meaningful to me. And they've been very meaningful to my wife as well, but you know, this Hastar Panim idea has been very, very, I think it's become very, very, very real in today's society, amongst every yeshiva and young guys and married guys and welcome and everything. So I saw Gemara and Chagiga, the Daf Ham with Bays, talks about this idea of Hastar Panim. Talks about the idea of the Baruch Hu hiding himself from us. And the Gemara goes on and says about that if a person does not fall under the category of the pasuk is Hastar Astar Panai, and a person does not fall under that category of being, living in a world where when he cries out to the Baruch Hu because he's suffering so much in this world, he has so much tzaris, and he doesn't get answered, that's a siman that he's part of that he's fallen under this idea of Hastar Astar Panai, that you're part of this idea that the Ribbono Shel Olam is concealing himself from you. And that it's a siman that if you aren't suffering during this time, that you're not part of Zer Yisrael, that you're not part of Kal Yisrael. And I saw the Mishnah in the first Mishnah in the second parak in Masechtas Megillah, discusses, people who are Yotze, what kind of Kriya, if you can't read it, it's also to read it in the Mafreya, to read it out of order. And then it says that Raloi Shashama Ashuris Yotze, that a person, you're reading it, a person who speaks a different language, but he hears the Lashon of Ashuris, which is the Ksav of the Torah, which is the way the Torah is written, he's Yotze, even though he doesn't understand. And the Rav Bartanura explains that Ashuris is also Yavanis, that Greek is in the same category as Ashuris, and therefore you could also be Yotze, your Chiv of Megillah, if you hear it in Yavanis, in this specific din. So I was thinking that this whole idea of why would Greek be comparable to Ashuris? Why is the language of Greece, that's like the epitome of, they tried to destroy us, through their chachma, through their trying to accept their assimilation. And yet, the Mishnah says, that according to Rav Bartanura, that you're yotze through hearing, you know, the Megillah in Greek. So what's the shot? So I thought the following idea, and it has to do with this idea of Hasker Panai, is that Bo Shalom is showing us that yes, you can be yotze your chiyuv of Megillah in Greek, right? And the whole idea of Purim, that everything is so concealed, everything is so, the Bo Shalom isn't mentioned once in the whole Megillah, and yet it's so mystifying, it's so puzzling why this is happening, and why we're going through all these crazy things in this world. So I thought, following the idea, is that the reason why a person can be yotze his chiyuv from Megillah in Greek is because, yes, the Greeks were the ones who tried to destroy us and tried to change our whole Yiddishkeit through their chachma, right? But pshat is that when you read it in Greek, and it seems like, what? Why? This is like the opposite. This is the epitome of what of the Yidden are not like. And it seems so similar, and so many ideas. It's brought up that the Greeks are very similar in a lot of things to the Yidden. But yet the pshat is that it's so hastar ponai, it's so hidden from us. And it seems on a facade, on a very superficial level, that yeah, I can be Yotze Machiv of Megillah in Greek. The pshat is that no, that I think that this whole world that we're living in is, you know, the Chachma of the Goyim and all this and all these different things that are going on, we think that this might be the anesthetic way of how a person should be and how a person should live. But the pshat is that it's all deeper than that. It's all that we look at it and we say to ourselves, you know, we could be Yotze Megillah in Greek. That's a crazy idea. Shad is that really it's all hastakona, it's all the Rebbe Shalom hiding himself, and then we have to look deeper into what we're looking at a surface level. Then we shouldn't be discouraged that there's so much tzaras in this world, the Yidden are suffering so much, and we all think to ourselves, this is what life is all about. We can't have one minute of menuchas and nefesh. Some people go through such tzaras. And yet, you know, people don't realize that that's what this whole life that we're living right now, that's what it seems to be all about. But we have to not give up, and we have to realize that. Go weiter and thank the Rebbe Shalom. I know that the Rebbe Shalom is always protecting us, no matter what happens, no matter what kind of pain you're going through. You know, at Baruch Hashem, a lot of guys here are still young, and life is just, no, I'm also still young, I'm talking like I'm 85 years old right now. But I've gone through a lot, you know, I've gone through a lot of things recently, and it's made me realize that it's, and this Gemara, Mamish, it was so shkacha that I've been reading this Gemara, because it's making me realize more and more that what I'm going through and whatever everyone else is going through, you know, it's all part of the Rebbe Shalom's plan. And it's not, and never to give up. Because you'll always get through it, and the Rebbe Shalom is always going to protect us. And that this is what the whole Purim is all about, is that it seems that it's, you know, so hastapana, everything is so hidden. That's exactly how the Amishna wants it for us. He wants us to keep on crying and realize that it might not be answered in this lifetime. But, you know, it all ends up ever. It's all part of the bigger plan. And she'll be zochet to realize that. Keep on crying to the Baruch Shalom. And, you know, the tefillahs might not necessarily be answered in the way that we expect, but to know that that's what to be a Yid of this generation is shver. And to be able to hold on to whatever little that we can is very chashuv. So, we should keep that in mind. It's not an easy place to be. Shkav.
Da 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 da
the simcha that we're all part of tonight and the whole month. Firstly, we have a special sponsor, Donny Strauss. Thank you very much, Donny. Partially sponsored tonight, along with the Yeshiva HaKadosha. So I'll just read you a letter from my great-grandfather, an article, talking about his grandfather. So it's triple great. And he writes the following. This is my great-grandfather about his grandfather. He also had two scrolls on his bookshelves, the Megillas Esther for Purim and the Megillas Eva, the scroll of suffering.
Eicha.
So this is the Tosfos Yom Tov has a Megillah that he wrote, personal Megillah. So here's the Maisa. He says, the scion of the family, meaning, so this is my Zaidi, this is Donny's Zaidi. Donny's mother's father must have been named Heller. Mm-hmm. The Tosfos Yom Tov's name is Rav Yom Tov Lipman Heller. So he, with me, you know, I think I would know what the word scion means. I've looked it up many times. I think that means the leader of the family, but I've seen it translated as descendant of the family. So somebody ask their English teacher, please. And let me know. So by the Tosfos Yom Tov, commentary of the Mishnah, which was read on the Tosfos Yom Tov Purim, which is the first of Adar. So we're kind of doing a little bit of a nidcha here tonight, because you know, there's a lot going on here on Aleph Adar. So I'll just read you why he wrote this. Since I stopped watching movies, this was like, you know, the closest thing to a movie. He describes this incredible story. I mean, there was ups and downs. He was rich, and he was based in, he was, you know, Rav of the year. He got turned in by people who made up false claims to the government. He got interrogated. They took all of his money. He sat in jail. His son miraculously saved a French minister's wife and then owed him one favor. So he went, they had like their last discussion in life. It says that Tosfos Yom Tov and his son, it records what their last discussion was. He says that Yitzchak asked for mat'amim. Yitzchak says, go get me something tasty. He says to his son, Tosfos Yom Tov says to his son, the greatest thing I got here from was the hashkaf of the Tosfos Yom Tov, let alone the, you know, the movie. But he says, just tell me a chiddush in Torah that you had before I die. That's all he wanted. Is a chiddush in Torah from his son. And so he says, the reason why he wrote this here, similar to what Dan was just saying. First he says, there's a schos here, chol korei nam asher b'tzarasi lo tzar, anybody who has difficulties, chos zeh tamalu linatzel min ha-meitzar omein tzel. So he writes this whole Megillah, his story, the way his son has the story, then there's even shaylos and tshuvas from all the achronim and the Rosh Yeshivas on, you know, how to be noeg, and if, you know, I tried to be mavar if this is real yichus or not, because he also made a fast. It's very easy for me and Donny to party on Aleph Adar, but on Hey Tammuz, I was eating this year. So there's halachic implications here. It's a fascinating thing. He says, why did I write this whole thing? Tiele Nayim. Liyira es Hashem Hanichbad Vahanora. Somebody should see this and they should have Yiras Hashem. Also she'ein la'adam li'yayish min ha'priyanios k'diri chazal. Lo li'yayish. We're going to see a Breslov idea here and a Chabad idea 50 years before the Baal Shem Tov. First he says, there's no such thing as yayish. Tosfos Yom Tov. Gam ein l'shum adam li'yayish min ha'rachim. And have no yayish in your davening, even if you asked a zillion times. U'kamar ha'chachmin ha'zvracha. As Chazal say, "Afilu cherev chada," even if there's a sharp sword on someone's neck, lo aleinu, don't be miyayish from rakam behein emes. So I wrote this to tell you that it's emes, because sometimes, like, if Chazal said it, we don't take it as emes. So, v'divrayim tzedek emes, v'zeh achal lezer keli chaygali. So he made a party because he got out of jail, which is where the no yayish is the breslov chelek here, and the party getting out of jail. Which he was goes there on his descendants. The lashon is, he writes, "Kviyas mishtav simcha." Amnon kain atahini koveh yom mishtav simcha. So, I made a party day. Barishon lechodesh adar shemishenichlus marvim besimcha.
because we have more simcha. Who Hasheni Shorosh Chodesh Adar V'Doru Seichem Ad Olam. Olai on me, he was knowing this way. Tosfos Yom Tov V'Al Bonai, sons of Bnosai V'Chosnai V'Kalosi Tzitzayim Ad Bias HaGoel Olam.
So it's fascinating. It's the Purim of the Tosfos Yom Tov. We thought, you know, always trying to look for 2 days Purim in Chutzlitz. So Baruch Hashem, we have it. The Simcha of the Tosfos Yom Tov. And then, even more fundamental, we'll go back to Rav Pinkus over here. In the Shara Simcha, he says, where does the Yid get Simcha from? When I was in the mirror, so. Mishenichas Adam Arvin B'Simcha, Ein Simcha Ela Torah, not sure where it says that. Somewhere. Makes sense. Ein Simcha Ela Torah. The guys in the mirror are getting to Seder at some of them 7 a.m. and they're learning non-stop until 1 a.m. when they go to sleep and then start again. So what's the Simcha in mirror? You take a new limud, a new Masechta, you add a new Perek, something like that. Now, I'm not sure if that's going to work for you. Also, things that I heard in Mir were the Kotel is Kodesh, but the Shtender is Kodesh Kedash. Okay, so if you're holding there, Kala Kavod. If you're not, at a certain level, we have all these things that we would like to learn, and it's always like it's never part of my Seder and my time is mine, whatever, so we could pick out a certain Liman. But more fundamental, says Rav Pink, is like this: Mahosa Simcha Makoro. So where? Where can we draw simcha from without adding a new masechta? Hasimcha eina achas mipu'ulos ha-nefesh. It's not something that you need to do to your nefesh. O mikra koreba, or a happening of your nefesh. Elohi etzem tchunas ha-nefesh. That is what your nefesh is about. Betiva, in its most natural state. Kishe'ein masha ya'afil aleha listos mitchunos ha-tivis. It gets darkened by things that make us stray. Hanefesh ne'etzalahi me'olamos elyonim. Each one of us sitting in this room has a precious nefesh me'olamos elyonim. Shekol mitziusam hi hatava shleimus tanugim shel kedusha. What's our nefesh used to? Not the afela, not the darkness. It's used to good hatava shleimus wholesomeness. Tanugim shel kedusha, v'chol techunas ha'olamos ha'hein hi simcha. The entire essence of olamos elyonim is simcha. He brings a raya, he says, Malachim, they're always singing. He says, it's not because they try to sing. Ein shiras ha'elyonim kuma adam hashar ma'orer ba'atzmo hergeshim shel shira. We're all trying to be ma'orer, and I think we've done a decent job so far, but we're going to really see what we're made of in a second. Like having these other feelings involved. El dashira v'asimcha hi etzem mitzius hamalach. That's what a malach is. What you hear about malachim is shira, shira, shira every morning. Shekol mitzius enam el shira v'asimcha v'ashem yizbarach. Where can you find the real simcha? Not in all the things that people are running after and then realize that it's not there. V'chein hu ba'adam. And with this we're almost ready. D'nishmas ha'adam k'shehi v'tzuras ha'tivis. Your natural nefesh, krova la Hashem. You are very close to Hashem. Don't feel rachok. Why? Why do we feel so rachok? V'davka bo yizbarach. You are klung to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chuzer zimimela l'tchunasa atzmis. Then you could just take out the eraser and erase all these darknesses that's within us. Sometimes we think it's such a graisa avoida that we have to get to and go for and forget that. Put that all aside for a few minutes here. For the Etzem Simcha Vashem Yizbarach. The whole world is looking for what we have here, Mishenichnas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha. So let's see what we can do. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la La la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la La la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
I'm in this room, man. probably like a Tzidish or something.
Okay, vada. Reifman's going to give us a few different chizuk, one last nigga, and we're done.
Shmuel and Avuftim, two great spiritual leaders, teachers. So, Shane Shmuel wants to explain the types of mitzvahs we have on Purim, where they come from. We have mitzvahs read Megillah, the Suda, Mishloach Manos Lishtereyehu, Matanos Avyonim. Explains that every human being has three levels of, at least that we're aware of, in our own neshama. The nefesh, ruach, and neshama level is our physical, we feel our body, and our ruach, our emotions, and the neshama, which is our moach, our seichel, our intellectual, our thinking. Basically, that's what we spend most of our time is focusing on our body and our emotions and our thinking, our mind. And this, of course, is the head and the heart and the liver. Amalek, he attacks the Jew at all three levels. It's very interesting. Chumash, very interesting thing that Jews, Am Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim with Nisim, the 12 Makos, and Kriyas Yamsuf, Nisim, and Malam and Ateva. And then comes Amalek, makes a Muhammad before Hasina. And there Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua, I'll take people, go and have a Muhammad with them. We don't understand. Power just with a bigger, maybe a much bigger army than Amalek, because he was the emperor of the world. They drowned in the absolute miracle Shem Yilochim Lachem, and here by Amalek. So Yeshua ben Nun has to take Jews and go fight Amalek. But the answer is that Amalek, even Moshe Rabbeinu cannot fight Amalek with Nisan. You have to fight Amalek b'derech hateva, b'derech hateva. Because Nisim are very nice, beautiful to have, and God steps in and takes charge and does things for us, and overcomes situation, laws of nature, makes a miracle, it's very nice. But that's not the tachlis. That's not the goal of why God created the world, to put people in the world. To put people in the world, that people should live under the law of nature, and overcome the challenges of day-to-day life. So Amalek is the greatest of all the challenges. Amalek is an enemy which attacks us on every level. In our thinking, in our emotions, and physically, of course. Amalek wants to destroy us physically, so the emotional attack is the terror. You don't know what to do, really, you're frightened. And then he puts into your head, Suffolk, the Gematria of Amalek is Suffolk. You wonder, where is God? Where's the Bernstein? What's going on over here? So it's a three-level attack on Seichel and Ruach and emotions and the Guf. So we have to fight Amalek ourselves. Say Gilochem Amalek. Of course, we have to daven. Moshe Rabbeinu, the davens, the Jewish people identify with those tefillahs. They're stronger than Amalek. Otherwise, God forbid, Amalek is stronger. The koach of tefillah. But tefillah, that Hashem Yisroch gives us the koach, that we should be able to overcome Amalek. So we have to fight Amalek with Now, Koach was Sata Dishmaya on all the levels, like physical, emotional, and intellectual. So that means that cannot be afraid, cannot let that try to terrorize us, try to frighten us, cannot be afraid because we have a Muna, a Betach. This is Nasecha. We know that there's a Rebbe Hashem. We know God is taking care of us. So whatever the situation is, we cannot let it frighten us. We have to do what's right. That's how we overcome a Molech. That's why Baruch Hashem we have today. There's tremendous Betach, and Am Yisrael has tremendous Amuna. Millions of Jews live in Eretz Yisrael. And the kids go to the army. The tochen, no one cares. We're not frightened by all the terrorists and fanatics and crazies. And 100,000 missiles over one side and 50,000 missiles on the other side. We're not afraid. So we have the tochen. This is how you fight a molek. Fight a molek. Derech HaTeva. With our koach, the koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. So that's what the Purim, we celebrate all three levels. We celebrate that with the Suda. Suda is the physical. We celebrate it with making people happy, Simcha, Shachmanos, Zavionim, that's how we celebrate our Ruach. And the Mikra Megillah is the Seichel, is the Neshama. It's all three levels that overcome Amalek. That's Shem Shmuel's Rod. And the Rav Wolfson, he says, also an interesting thing, the Molech, and then a Molech says he attacks the Nechsholim, says he attacks the Jews outside the Machna, the Jews who were Mamish, they were so terrible, from Sheva Don, that the Pesel Nicha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu Pasha kicked them out of the camp, they were outside the clouds. So Nechsholim Achrecha, they're the ones that a Molech attacks. But even for such Jews who are mamish ovdei avodah zarah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, these are my children, you have no right to attack them. Therefore he gives a bracha that Moshe and Yeshua and Am Yisrael are able to defeat Amalek. The same thing was the time of Mordechai and Esther by Haman, that unfortunately the Jewish people were doing tremendous sins. They bowed down to the Pesel of Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara says they were intermarried, many of them had not Jewish wives. They went to the Suda B'Achashverosh, which Rav Wolfson explains, the biggest Avera. Why is that the biggest Avera? Because what was Achash? Even though it was completely kosher, you could get kosher food, any Hashgacha you wanted, the dads, or you, whatever you want. But the celebration was he put on the big day Kohen Gadol, because Achashverosh, he had, someone told him, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, the end of all the nations in the world. But that means Mashiach. So that's it. He lost his kingdom because there'll be a Jewish world empire. So he wanted to stop the Beis HaMikdash. So he made a cheshbon that the 70 years had passed and no gula. So he makes a celebration that the Jews are never going to have be redeemed. He takes the big day Kohen Gadol and wears them. There was a whole celebration. Daki wanted the Jews to come there because they should be part of the celebration that no more redemption, no more Israel, no Yerushalayim, no more Beis HaMikdash. It's the biggest Avera that the Jewish people never, they were so enamored by being the emperor's bull that they went and they enjoyed themselves. Then it was a celebration of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, to God forbid, will never be rebuilt again. And that's why such Nechsholim, that there was so far away, so a Haman, a Amalek comes. It's always a paradoxical thing that the Jews who think that they could assimilate, that's when Amalek comes. Same thing happened in Germany, that between World War I and World War II, many German Jews assimilated. They were married, Gershon wives, even converted. Reform Judaism started there, and after there came a Hitler, an Amalek. So that's it's a pattern. So Dafka, When Amalek comes, so that's what Baruch Hashem says, no, who are you to punish my children? I'll take care of them. It's like there's a boy, he's being mechutzav to his parents. So the neighbor sees it, the neighbor goes over and gives a patch to the boy. Father goes and he chokes the neighbor. So by the world, who gave Rishus to hit my child? I'll take care of him if he's mechutzav to me. So same thing. If a Jew, God forbid, is doing something nasty and he's not following the Torah, so Amalek comes to punish him for Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's punishing God's children. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about my children. I take care of them. Meanwhile, you I'm going to punish Amalek. So that's what happens, that Haman, he saw that the Jewish people were so weak that they went to Achashverosh's ball and they bowed to Nebuchadnezzar. So now I can have to finish them off because they're abandoned by a god. God abandoned them. I had the conversation with number three man in Iran about 10 years ago. They put Jews into prison. They said they were spying for Israel for a death penalty. So the two counter, they're very close with the Ukrainians, crazy the two counter, but they do good things. So they try to save these 10 Jews, so they invited some rabbanim to come. So I went to Rabbi Ben Chaim from Sfarad. He was to be the chief rabbi of Iran. And we went to the embassy. We met another three men in Iran. He was the speaker of the parliament. Three levels down from the Ayatollah. So I had a conversation there with the top propagandist of Iran. He's in charge of all the TV and internet and everything. So I said to him, why are you so against the Jews? He said, well, the Jews, Israel, they're not religious. How can we be for them? So I said, well, what do you say about the religious Jews like me? And you're so against the religious Jews. He says, I'm sorry, Rabbi. God abandoned you. And because he abandoned you, you're never going to come back. It's the same story of Haman of Russia. The same story about Amalek. They see that Jews are not keeping the Torah mitzvahs, so they have a chutzpah to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu abandoned his children. When a father abandoned a child, the child goes off the derech. Not many children, unfortunately, go off the derech. You speak to the parents still love the children. They're not going to abandon their own child. So what? Avinu Shebaal Shemayel abandoned his children because some of the children aren't listening to what he wants. It's ridiculous. But that's what Amalek is. So we live in a generation. So that's why you have a Purim. A Purim is a time that we know is the end of Amalek. It's the end of all of this false accusations, false conclusions that the enemies of Am Yisrael want to say, as if the Baruch Shalom has left us. Dafka in the Teva, not miracles, Dafka in everyday life, in everyday confrontation, and regular everyday warfare, Am Yisrael defeats Amalek. Because Hashem wants to show that it looks like, God forbid, he's not here, but he is here. Because the main thing is that in real life, we do what we have to do. We do the right thing. We're his children. We follow his Torah, and he protects us. And we have the faith, Amunah, we have the faith that in the time of Hester, Gilas Esther is the story of Hester upon it, where you think there are no miracles, but there are miracles. The miracles are in the Teva. They're in. And Teva is the Gematria Elohim. Hashem is in the Teva. He's in the nature. He takes care of us. And he takes care of Am Yisrael. And all the Amalek will be defeated. So we want to give a bracha that this beautiful Torah of Shem Shmuel and the Wolfson, which describe what Purim is, we'll see very soon our own new Purim, a greater Purim. The Purim of the Gula Shlema, the feet of today's Amalek, wherever they are, wherever they try to be, and how to have a Gula Shlema.
Amen.
Yaakov one more niggun, or we should save it for next time?
Slow niggun.
Here we go.
Talking.